This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about a throwback Thursday. We're going all the way back to the 90s. Never in my career did I think I would say this, but joining me this morning is Vanilla Ice. First of all, I'm freaking out. This is amazing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you get that a lot? Does it ever get old when people like fangirl over you?
Heck no. Shake a hand, make a friend. Never gets old.
I got to tell you, I grew up listening to you. For me, you are the epitome of the 90s. What did you listen to growing up? Like, what takes you back?
Oh, Funkadelic, Rick James, Zap, Parliament. You know, I was only 16 when I wrote Ice Ice Baby. So at 14, I was breakdancing and making, you know, 20 to 30 bucks a day at the mall, spinning on my head on a piece of cardboard in the 90s. And it was the last of the great decades before computers ruined the world, you know?
100%. It really was. I agree with you on that. And I mean, like, even thinking back to the nostalgia of, like, your room growing up in the 90s, like, everybody had posters on the wall. Many people had your picture on their walls. Was there anything that you remember as far as posters that you as Vanilla Ice had on your walls growing up?
Absolutely. Ninja Turtles. Huge Ninja Turtle fan before I was in the movie, before. I mean, when they asked me to get in the movie, I was like, oh, my God. And then they said they were going to pay me. I would have paid them to be in the movie. It was an incredible moment. We bring the Ninja Turtles on tour with us.
No, you don't. Ones.
Yes, I do. And last week we had Shredder even. So it's, yeah, you got to come out and see it. These are the real ones, too. This is not the cheesy little, you know, costumes. So this is the real deal.
I look back on the 90s, and there's so much that I had that I wish I had now because of just the nostalgia of it. Like, from the phones to the clothes, and a lot of the clothes are making a comeback. Is there anything that you kept from the 90s as a souvenir that you're like, I'm so glad I still have that?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm still a geek. I collect my Ninja Turtle stuff. I've got some Z Cavrici pants that were, like, painted, like, airbrushed. I've got some jackets and stuff left over from Cool as Ice, the movie. And, yes, I geek out on the collectible stuff.
Hey, and the 90s are a big deal because Vanilla Ice out on the I Love the 90s tour. Vanilla, thanks for taking the trip down memory lane with me.
Good chatting with you, Kelly. Have a good one.